another Social Media Driving License podcast. I'm Ange Fitzpatrick.
And I'm Andy Priestner.
And we're joined by a guest here. We've got Jaideep Prabhu, who's the Professor of Marketing here at Judge Business School. Welcome, Jaideep.
Thank you.
So, in this podcast, we wanted to focus Twitter week, week three. I hope you're all enjoying it, guys. We wanted to talk to Jaideep about his experience using Twitter as an academic. Did you come to Twitter willingly, Jaideep?
No, I have to confess that I had to be dragged kicking and screaming by one of your colleagues, Meg.
Yeah.
And initially, I guess I had a sort of negative view of Twitter. Mm. I thought it was frivolous.
Yeah.
We're talking 2009 now. It was probably middle of 2009.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was frivolous. I really didn't understand it, frankly.
Yeah. Mm.
And I had to be shown its potential and its value from a research perspective.
So this is really interesting. What is key, what was key to turning that view around? What was it that struck you?
I think the demonstration effect, that's what I would call it from a marketing, that's the technical marketing word, but I'm making it up.
Yeah.
But somebody showing you, or you trying it yourself, and somebody then, by showing it to you, convincing you that this was something you could do and you could benefit from.
Okay.
So it was just the demonstration or the trial effect. So actually, she helped me log into this. I saw how easy it was to do that.
Yeah.
I saw the interface. And then she explained to me why, as a librarian, from her perspective, as a professional, this wasn't frivolous.
Yeah.
She was able to, for instance, follow other librarians like her.
Yeah.
A, that was important, that it was serious. B, that it wasn't another thing on top of emails and all the other things we had to do.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she could be very disciplined with it and spend just 15 minutes a day at the end of the day looking at what people had tweeted. And because of the nature of the medium, it's very short messages with a quick link, she could scan through everything that other librarians had recommended during the day and come up, you know, be up to speed with her field very quickly. So I think it was those two things, showing me and then telling me why, from her perspective, this was valuable.
Is there an argument that it's more obviously relevant to you because you're in the field of marketing and that in other subjects it might be less relevant? Or is that nonsense?
No, I don't think so. I think there are several reasons why other academics, regardless of their field, might find it interesting.
Okay.
I think you've had people like Chris talk about it and so on. It's a great way to do several things. Initially, I used it as a way to remind myself about interesting articles or pieces of information I had come across.
Yeah.
So I thought of it as a folder which kept stuff which I could always go and search in on a topic. And I have to say that I focused mostly on the topic that I research around innovation, frugal innovation, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first driver, interestingly.
Yeah.
It was a selfish, individualistic reason.
No.
It wasn't so much about the social community.
Yeah.
But over time, I've realized that there are at least two other aspects. One is to show off your stuff or to sort of build a reputation, if you will, in a different community.
Yeah.
And there are lots of academics, very serious academics on Twitter as well. So it's a way to, you know, to advertise your stuff and to get like-minded people following you. Not just in academia, but also people in practice. And given that as many of us academics want to work with organizations, this is a great way to build those relationships and reputation with organizations. And a third way is to find out stuff from other people.
Yeah.
So just like you're advertising yourself, other people are advertising yourself. And if they're like-minded, you want to find out about them.
Yeah.
So there are at least three very concrete ways that you can do this. And I should add that it's a lot of fun. I like the environment. The Twitter environment is a very nice environment. It's not as boring, I think, as LinkedIn.
Yeah.
But it's got the social elements of Facebook without, I think, some of the trivial elements and the very busy elements of a Facebook page.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's quite simple.
Yeah.
So I like that. And they're also quite clever about rewarding you, you know, playing to your vanity or whatever it is. that helps.
So have things happened since you've joined that have made you think of if it's value, you value it more highly because of stuff that's happened through Twitter?
Yeah, I think you discover the potential of it over time. You know, so for a long time I was doing some things which now seem pretty dumb. I didn't know the difference between favoriting and retweeting.
Okay.
So every time something came up, I would just randomly favorite and retweet. And now I realize the difference. So I'm discovering some of the potential. It's quite a simple interface. There are very few options, which is nice.
Yeah.
But I'm learning even what, you know, about those few options. And I'm beginning to discover the potential. And I think, of course, as something like Twitter began to take off and more people come onto it, then it becomes richer. The content becomes richer. The people you can reach becomes richer. And I'm constantly discovering new stuff on it.
Yeah.
Constantly discovering new people, constantly discovering new things that I wouldn't otherwise.
So your network is bigger as a result?
Your network is bigger as a result.
Yeah,
clearly. It grows by the day.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Jaideep. And we'd like to book you for another podcast soon. Thank you very much.
Thank
My
you.
Pleasure. Thank you.